I'm Avi Arditi with Roseanne Skirbel, and this week on Wordmaster, the language of electronic mail.
As email is developing more and more users, it's also developing more and more styles. There's one style that says, be brief, be spontaneous, don't edit anything you write.
But be careful. That style is not always appropriate, says linguistics professor Naomi Barron. She's head of the TESOL, Teaching English to Speakers of Other Languages, program at American University in Washington.
I receive all sorts of emails from people who are asking my help that say, hi, Naomi, how you doing? Need help, fast, answer me now. And I find this a little bit forward from people I've never met who are asking me to spend time doing research to help them out.
But Naomi Barron says she gives the writers the benefit of the doubt when she gets pushy-sounding emails like that from people unfamiliar with American standards of decorum.
After all, she says, even a lot of Americans are not sure what tone to use when sending an electronic message to someone other than a friend or loved one.
Email is different from formal speech and from traditional formal writing in that there really isn't anybody laying down the rules. What I would overwhelmingly recommend is if you're introducing yourself to someone whom you would like to have hold you in high esteem, read what you write, edit it, be polite, go ahead and don't risk being too, and don't care about whether or not you're too formal. Say, dear Mr. Dr. So-and-so. Sign it sincerely, so-and-so.
Now, let's say you've just gotten an email. How soon are you expected to reply?
Linguistics professor Naomi Barron has an answer.
Interestingly, when people first started commonly using email, oh, about 10 years ago, you could have 2 or 3 days before anybody would feel it's inappropriate not to have responded. But absolutely, people have the assumption now, if they haven't heard back within a day, you're being rude.
So tell us something about what you see in your crystal ball about the future of email.
In my crystal ball, I see the possibility of trouble ahead for the written English language. For reasons that have nothing to do with email, spoken language is coming to look closer and closer to written language, which really means writing is becoming much more informal, casual. What email is doing, and instant messaging after that, is making that informal speech yet more informal. But I do believe that as we see a lot of the good things that carefully edited written language can do being jeopardized, we'll stop and say, no, that's not what we want to happen. And we'll find there's certain things for which we use a telephone, certain things for which we use unedited email, but there will also be a style of email that's indistinguishable from more formal, traditional writing.
And it's this kind of style that Naomi Barron would recommend for a situation like, say, writing to a professor you've never met asking for help.
I asked Naomi Barron if she saw a role for email in the English as a foreign or second language classroom.
Absolutely. We, for example, have many, many classrooms in the United States that are taking email as a device for having students regularly send messages to their faculty members. So, yes, it is being used and I think will be a very productive part of practicing one's writing.
Finally, before you push send, yes, what would your recommendations be?
Take your hands off of your keyboard and read. In fact, I strongly recommend reading every email message, not once, but twice.
And would you recommend to read it out loud?
Actually, I would. I find an enormous number of errors that I wouldn't have seen, but I hear.
That's what I tell my sons to do. Thank you.
Naomi Barron of American University is author of the book Alphabet to Email, How Written English Evolved and Where It's Heading.
Now, speaking of evolution, this week Wordmaster launches a website. You can find most of our scripts from the last 4 years along with recent audio files of our programs.
Here's the address. It's www.voanews.com/wordmaster.
That's voanews.com/wordmaster.
Our email address is still word@voanews.com. And our postal address is VOA Wordmaster, Washington, D.C., 20237, USA. With Roseanne Skirbel, I'm Avi Arditi.